Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is the last daf of the fourth perek, perek Hatchelet, daf Nun Beit. We're holding on to two dots, five lines down from the top. Turn around. Par he'elim davar shel tziburus yirei avodat kochavim b'tchila magvin lehem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see why we're bringing this in. It's going to turn out we're going to be able to bring a raya from our, or at least a suggestion from our sugyas to the dot of one of these tanoim, and that's why we're bringing it in here. Initially, it appears to be a complete non sequitur. Do we pay for the parhal dovash al tzibur in the sirei avodat kochavim from the trumat halishka? Or do we make a special collection? So Reb Yehuda says, "Bitchilam magvin lahem." We make a special collection. Reb Shimon Omer mitrumat alishka hin ba'in. They come from the trumat alishka, and I think you're already getting a hint of why this is brought here, of course, because in the Mishnah we have a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about what happens if there was no new Kohen Gadol. Do we bring from the Tzibur, which is the Trumat Alishka, do we bring the Chavitim that have to be brought in place of his, or do we bring it from the Yorshim? Then we ended up with a Takana that in Alchinami, it was really, there was this chashash that they weren't bringing it properly, and therefore they turned around to say to be magzer to be deraita. So it turns out that Rabbi Shimon, and of course that's why it's going to relate to our sugya here, that Rabbi Shimon said yesterday that, well, they saw that the Yorshim weren't reliable to bring it, and therefore they were magzer to be the deraita, and that it was meant to go Bishal Tzibor. And this is the reason that we get onto this issue over here. Now, the Gemara says that what's interesting is there's a braita that says exactly the opposite, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes from the Trumat Alishka, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a special collection. And the Gemara wants to know, so, dehai minayo achrita, which one was the later one? Because if we can establish, it's very possible that these are not just contradictions, but they were changes in the opinion, and what might have happened is that they reversed their opinions. Why is this important for us to know? Because the halacha in every machloka between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Yehuda. We need to establish what is the halacha over here. So which one was the later one? It seems to make sense, said the Talmidim to Rav Ashi, that the first braita that we quoted over here is in fact the latest one. Why? Because we just had this sugya where Shamin Elaylu Rabbi Shimon Dechayesh Lipshi'ah. Rabbi Shimon went through the whole question of whether we should rely on the Yorshim to bring the Chavitim. And in the end he said, look, you can't rely on them, you have to put it back on Shel Tzibor. So that makes sense that he would be the one that would be chayish over here for Pshia, that people wouldn't give money, and they'd end up not being able to bring the Parhalam Davar for the whole Tzibor, the Sir Evodat Kochavim, where the Bezda made a mistake in Evodat Kochavim and people did it. And because of that, it's illogical to say that since we find a consistency between Rabbi Shimon's opinion in this Sugi of Chashin LePshia, when it comes to the Chavitin, probably Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, look, we can't make a special collection, we better take it from the Trumat Halishka. To which Rav Ashi said, not at all. It doesn't prove anything. The truth is that there's absolutely no problem in saying that the reversal of the Shitot was the correct Shita in Rabbi Shimon, because the fact that he's Chayish Lepshia in the case of the Chavitin has nothing to do with whether he would be Chayish Lepshia in the case of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, for a very simple reason. People like to get a kapara. Therefore, for other karbanot, we in fact have to go ahead and make sure that people bring it. But we're kapara, like we're purpose chayv chatat. Don't need to send around Beit Din to collect it. The person himself is anxious to get rid of the chet that he made. Memela kika chayish, says Rav Ashi. Kika chayish, Rabbi Shimon the pshia. Where is Rabbi Shimon concerned that it won't get done? the gavah, something that doesn't involve a kapara. But when you're talking about the parah of davish al tzibur and sirei avodat kochavim, which is milta deitha kapara begavah, who's to say that Rabbi Shimon would be any more concerned about getting the money from a public offering than he would for a pkatat of a yachid either? Bottom line is, my havi Allah, do we have any clear-cut indication as to which direction it goes? Omalei Rabba Zutil Ravashi, I'll bring you a raya. It's clear from the following what Rabbi Shimon holds, because of the Tanya, et korbani lachnil ishai reach michochi tishmeru lakriv li b'moadol. There are many different lishonot of korban over here. Korbani, lachmi, ishai, but they're all different ways of saying korban. So this is coming to be marba, additional korbanot, and they're all included b'moado as if they were part of the trumat alishka, like the korban tamid was. And therefore, it's coming l'rabot parlam davash al tzibur, sirei avodat kochavi, shebaim mitrumat alishka, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Since we find this bright, like Rabbi Shimon, quoting a pasuk, it's very mistaber that this was the final considered opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and in fact, it's the achrita. That the way that we were thinking before is that we thought maybe Rav Ash thought maybe we could say the achrita and Rabbi Shimon would be the one who wouldn't be chayish l'pshia. And over here we see that in fact it's a deraita that's by mitrumat avishka for a completely different issue, and therefore it's Rabbi Shimon indeed as we said it initially. That Rabbi Shimon omer mitrumat avishka yuba in the way we first said it. That's the achrit. Says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, Vishlema haita kreva, then if we didn't appoint a coin, so at that point, we have to go ahead and bring the entire korban as one, the chavitin, and we no longer have the machzita babok, machzita ber, either the ota or kalil toktar, depending on whose shita you have, but everybody agrees it's got to be brought as an entire isaron. We don't split the isaron.
All 12 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's our question right now. Umbrachia baraba boy, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to know, does that mean once a day or it means shlema twice a day? In other words, is what's happening that we simply change the bachtita, but we don't change the baboker ba'erev? Or do we say ota is only once? Because the only time we have a book of erev is where indeed it is bachtita. Now that's my question. Shlema shachrit u'shlema ben arbaim? Oh, dilma shlema shachrit and forget about the ben arbaim. You brought the whole thing.
Brought
this is for the next half a year until we get around to bringing a coin.
Oh,
yeah, no, a long time.
Every day,
what would we do? Omar Rava, Tashma, we list now the number of Kohanim that are involved in the Avodat Hayom, and it says over there, and the eighth Kohen, he is going to bring up the Chavitin. So if you're going to tell me, Imita Debitela, Bein Arbaim, and this is a Chaviti Bein Arbaim. Now, if there was no Chaviti Bein Arbaim at a time when there is no Kohen Gadol, so then how could the Mishnah say Min Hastam, that the eighth Kohen would always be the one to bring the Chavitim? Hazin Edolam Meshkach Leshmini B'Chavitim, sometimes there wouldn't even be Chavitim. Hechi David Demet Kohen Gadol, where? In a case where the Kohen Gadol died, V'lo Minu Achar Tachta. And they didn't bring another coin in its place. So since the Mishnah says categorically that this is always the case that the eighth coin is the one who brings Chavitin, it's clear that that doesn't change. Abru Rabbanu Kameda Rabbi Yirmiyah said, in Eretz Yisrael, they said over this Raya from Rava. And Rava said, oh my God, these Babylonians, babbling idiots, Bavloi Tipshoi, they say the most idiotic things all the time. Mishum deyatva beyatra to chashucha, they live in a dark lens. Amrish maita de machash, they say the type of things that darken your eyes and darken your souls. Sheesh. I mean, and when the Mishnah says, the seventh Kohen carries the Solet for the Minchat Minchat Nesachri. And the ninth one carries the wine of the Minchat Nesachri. So you're telling me, clearly, that's an absolute, categorically, can never be changed. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Hachinami lo batli. What, you never heard of the drasha Minchatam v'niskeem that we repeat again and again, and we learn Minchatam v'niskeem balayla, if you didn't have it in the Kiddushat Kli, it wouldn't become possible lina. So not only bring it even overnight, but Minchatam is kaver filo lemachar, 10 days later. So how come the Mishnah says categorically the seventh kohen, the ninth kohen, you're complaining about the eighth kohen? Clearly, the Mishnah is talking about norms. For God's sake, de'i, you're talking about if we don't write Mishnahs for if these strange situations, if there wouldn't be a kohen gadol, if what about ifs? So de'i lo katan, but if we didn't bring the Minchat Nesachim, why the heck should we bring the Minchat Nesachim? We're not going to discuss a case like that. So hachinami for the eighth kohen, we're saying if there were no kohen gadol, no de'i ifs lo katani. Anyway, they went and they told Rava what it was that Yirmiyah had said about us being a Babylonian. So he said, you know, they always say over the worst things that we say to Yirmiyah. It's terrible. How come nobody ever says over something good that we say? I mean, it happens to be. I mean, look, this is certainly on the border of idiocy, but, you know, they couldn't have told them some of the good things that I said. So, you know, mi bishutan amri, they say the things that are an insult to us, but mitivutan lo amri kamayo. They never tell the people in Eretz all the good things we say. Hadar amar Rav, then Rav said, hey, wait a minute. That wasn't so bad, what I said. I mean, not for the reason I said it, maybe, but I'm right. Ha! Hanina mitivutani. I found a pasuk. Omar Krav. The Torah talks about ze korban aron uvanav asher akriv l'Hashem, the pasuk of the chavitim. So what it says over there is, solet mincha tamid. What's that, solet mincha tamid? Tamid means it doesn't change. Harei lecha kemincha tamidim. It's the same as the tamid. We don't change it. My Havi Allah, do we in fact have a clear-cut determination that says that the Pharisee reads it? It's another hopeful Rava approach that that's what the pasuk means. But is there a brayta somewhere that says this? Indeed, there is. Toshma, Titania, the bright expands on the mission that says Shleima, and says Shleima Shacharit, Ushleima once again Ben Arabayim, in which case indeed the Pasuk meant Tamid literally. Therefore, Rava really ended up being right.
Shleima means
12. Yeah, about time. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you know, once we're on the topic over here of the issue of the Boker and Ben Arbaim, there's really another issue that nobody discussed. We talked about bringing the Chavitim under normal circumstances, if the Kohen doesn't die, so he splits up his Yisaron. But what does he do with the Kohen? Kohen of Levona. There's no comments of the Yisaron, obviously, because it's Minchat Kohen by definition. But there's a Levona, you're supposed to bring a comments of Levona. Yep. So what happens there? Do you bring a half of the comments of Levona and split it into two? Or do you bring one each time? Now that is a machlokus between Abba Yosef ben Dustoi and the Rabbona. Abba Yosef ben Dustoi, Omer, you have to be mafresh al shnei kamatzim shel levona. Initially, you bring two kamatzim, and with each one of the half chavitims, you bring a full komet. Komet shacharit, the komet ben harbayim. Whereas the rabbanim say, well, why is the komet different? We make the mincha, we split it, and we make the komet, and we split it. So mafresh al komet echad, and you bring chatzik komet shacharit, chatzik komet ben harbayim. Or like Rashi, we don't make it, but we split it, and then it's the same idea. Now, but Micah Mifli, what lies behind this machlokas? Abba Yosef ben Dustoi Sovar. There ain't no such animal as a half comet. Whatever is such a thing. So, but where would we come up with the idea? Lo ashkecha chatzi comets to Karev, show me anywhere. A half a comet. Don't bring a half comet. The Rabbanan say, well, we don't find half comets, but we don't find a mincha of an Isaron. That needs two comets either. So, what do you go, lo ashkan Isaron? The boy shneikamatzim. So it must be, if it's far more reasonable, if the Torah says, split the Yisaron two ways, split the Komets two ways. Like this, you're going to end up bringing two kamatzim of Levana for one Yisaron. Where do you see such a thing either? Boy, Rabbi Yochanan. This is benogea every day, you're talking. Machzita ba'boker, machzita ba'erev. I got a question. Applying this logic to the case of the Kohen Gadol Shemeit, we're over there, we do shleima. Both in the morning and in the evening, as we just established, right? So what would be the deal over there? We're lo minu achar tachtav. So according to the Rabbanan, who say over here that there's no such thing as an Isaron that requires shnei kamatzim. So we'd bring half and half, right? So how about according to the Rabbanan? Would we say that in that case, it makes sense to bring double Levana? Because, I mean, you're bringing the entire Solet in the morning. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring a half a Kometz. Remember, the only justification that the Rabbanan had for their opinion was because where do you find an Isorin that requires two Kometzim? But over here, each Isorin will be brought with one Kometz. So then that should be perfectly normal. So there they should agree, perhaps, and if you're bringing a Shalema Babok and a Shalema Akre HaTzorai, a Shalema comes, Yisarin comes with a comment. Shalema, yeah, why not? So maybe we should say Huchbel of Onata, or not, maybe not. In other words, Mi Amrinu Mitoch Huchbel HaSil Toch Bela Levonato. Do we say, well, look, the Torah has double the Yisaron, and your only problem with splitting it into two is the fact that Yisaron requires a comment. So then, in the same way that the Yisaron was doubled, then why not say that the Levona was also doubled? I understand, according to Abba Yosef and Dostoy, I don't have a problem. Because Lamaisa, why should I double it? I'm not going to double it more than a normal showing. The only reason that he said that we make it a whole is because, well, yeah, I mean, you can't make it a half. Whoever heard of bringing a half? Okay, so in this case, in a normal case, you bring a whole. So just because you have to bring the whole of the Isorin, I shouldn't bring the whole of the Kometz, I should double it. Why would I think that? Anyway, I'm doubling it. So Besider, I'm not asking according to him. But according to Rabbanan, I'd like to know whether we say, look, it makes sense in that case, or do we say, well, I mean, we had a riot from the Pasuk about the idea of being Mosif in this case, where I have the Shalem, Ota, or Kalil Toktar, whatever drasha we hold of. So that's, okay, that's a drasha, but that wasn't referring to the Kometz at all. That was referring to the Isorin. You can't jump and make an assumption that because the Torah doubles the Isorin, therefore in something that it never said to double, we would double it. I wouldn't do that. So it could be that Enochinami, the Rabbanan, in such a case, are not going to double the Levena, so we'd have double what we would usually have. Anyway, they are saying, look, you know, we had to bring a chatzi chatzi, now we're going to bring a whole whole. We don't have a right to say that. Furthermore, I have another question. The shemen, now that shemen, I could ask, whether it's Alibad Abba Yosef ben Dostoy, or whether it's Alibad Rabbanan, I don't know whether the three lugin, perhaps, that we would normally have a three lug per isaron, right? And then we split it. Over here, the Torah said, because of the drasha of Ota, or because of the drasha of Kalil Toktar, double the solet. Fine, but do I prorate the oil, or am I just doubling the solet? So I mean, because anyway, three is outrageous. Three times as much as you would normally bring for a minchas adav of this kind, right? So maybe there too, I would say. The Torah didn't say to double it. Or maybe the very Ota, or Kalil Toktar, which is a reference to the mincha per se, as opposed to Levona, which is separate, maybe it's a given that we have to double it. And what would be the din over there? Amar Rava, well, I bring you a raya. We're going to see later on, the Mishnah goes through, Chamisha Kematzin. There are five Kematzin. And it gives five examples where there's a din of a kemetz. Now, one of the examples is the kemetz of a minchat nedava. Another example is somebody who's neida levana, but surprisingly, it leaves out the kemetz of the chavitim. Now, I understand why it leaves out the kemetz of the chavitim, because it's undoubtedly going like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, there was no kemetz of the chavitim, of levana, because the levana was split into two, according to Rabbanan. We're listing over there, where do you bring an entire Kometz of Levona? Okay, so we don't have an entire Kometz of Levona. But now, if you're telling me that Aliba the Rabbanan, we would have doubled it if the Kohen Gadol died, and then you would bring a full Kometz of Levona with each Haktorah of the Kometz, of the Chavitim, so then Zimnan de Mashkachat Lashiva, you would need to list seven kmatzim, because you have the kometz levona baboker and the kometz levona ba'erev, in addition to the typical chamisha kmatzim. No, didn't we already said the if? If We don't talk about ifs in the Mishnah. We talk about standard events. An event where the Kohen Gadol died, he didn't have another Kohen Gadol. When it's always a scan, Kohen takes the place. Smooth transitions is what government is all about, you know. Yotiv Rav Papa, the Kamal Hashemite. So Rav Papa was saying over this whole story, including the raya that we brought about the extra two kibbutzim, and the fact that we were doichet by saying the ilokatani. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Shemaya heard that what they were saying. He says it's not true. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Shemaya, Lord of Papa. Excuse me, one of the five kibbutzim is like the ultimate di. Because the case there is someone who would be Malea Kometz of Lavona Bechutz. That's not a di. If somebody were to bring a Kometz Bechutz, he would be Chai. Because that's the shear of a carbon. That's not a di. That's a heck of a di to me. So di Havi, and nonetheless Katani. Anyway, bottom line, my Havi, Allah, do we have a clear raya to this or not? Omer Nagba Yitzchak Toshma. The din is that we bring Shleima Shacharit v'Shleima in Harbayim, and dig this: Ma'afish l'shnei kumatzim, komet Shacharit v'komet bein Harbayim. Furthermore, Ma'afish la. Now, of course, that could be the Rabbanan, right? That we're doubling it. Well, let's see. Ma'afish la shloshet lugin. Ooh, no. We always bring Shloshet Lugin. We're not doubling the Shema. And we use only a Lugum Mechza Shacharit per Isaron, and a Lugum Mechza Ben Arbaim. Now, I'm asking you, who is this going according to, do you think? Money. If it's going according to Rabbanan, who hold that normally we would bring a Chatzi Kometz Baboker, and a Chatzi Kometz Ben Arbaim, you're trying to tell me, see, they doubled it. So that, I'll ask you, if they doubled the Levina, they certainly needed to double the oil. Because the Lavona is extrinsic. The Shemen is intrinsic. You're telling me they doubled Lavona, but they kept the same amount of oil, and now it's not prorated. That makes sense. So, Maishra Shamna Dolo Uchpala. Maishra Lavonata Dokma Maishra Shamna Dolo Uchpala. Ella, I'll tell you what it is. It's Abba Yossi Ben Dustoi. So, what is the Brighta saying? No change. That's basically what it's saying. Abba Yossi Ben Dustoi, no change in anything, because Abba Yossi Ben Dustoi said you always bring a Kayman. So, just like he says, you always bring a comment, you see Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi holds that there's no change, even though I'm bringing the two. We don't double the Sheman. If that's the case, he said, Chavitei Kohen Gadol Ba'alma, bring Shnei Kematzim, okay? So that, therefore, where I'm bringing a Shalema, in the case of a Kohen Gadol who died, there's no change. The Levona was Lo Uchpala, and the Sheman was Lo Uchpala. In which case, if this is true, Aliba Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi, there's absolutely no reason to think that according to the Rabbanan, it's going to be any different. If the Shemen, according to Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi, was Lo Uchpal, then the Levona and the Shemen, according to Rabbanan, are Lo Uchpal. I mean, because what we're saying is that essentially, my degoli goli, the Torah told us the Isorim should be doubled. That's it. There's no further information available here whatsoever. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kabbi Yosef Ben Dustoi, that's how we paskin. Ask the Gemara. But I thought that the only reason that we only have five kmatzim mentioned in the Mishnah later is dafka because it's Halibud Rabbanan. And since it's only a chatzi kemet to the chavitim, we're not going to list it. But had it been going according to Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi, we would have had to list the kmatzim of the chavitim, both Baboker and Berach. So they have a stam Mishnah that is against Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi. And the problem is that Rabbi Yochanan is famous for always passing like a stam Mishnah. So me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, could Rabbi Yochanan have indeed paskind like Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam Mishnah, and as we saw, it's non chamisha kamatzin hein, and only chamisha, and not shiva. Was according to Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi, there should be shiva kamatzin. Answers the Gemara as it always does when we have a psak of Rabbi Yochanan that runs against the klal of Rabbi Yochanan Paskin and Kistam Mishnah, Amoroi Nino, the Aliba, the Rabbi Yochanan. There is a Machloket Amoroim about that qual, whether Rabbi Yochanan always Paskin Kistam Mishnah or not? Clearly, those who quoted Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kava Yossi Ben Dustoi are those who held that Rabbi Yochanan never paskened, always. Kishta Mishnah, Hadran Allah HaTechelet. Kol HaMenachot Ba'ot Matzah. All menachos are meant to come dafka as matzah, not as chametz, except for the one type out of the four of lechem chametz Shabbat Todah, even though technically speaking the chametz Shabbat Todah is never called a mincha chlal, because, I mean, we mentioned before, but dafka the difference between the shteya lechem and the teda. Shteya lechem is called a mincha, but the lechem Shabbat Todah says irachiyami, but in order to get the klal, you know, throw it in a little loosely. It's not, doesn't mean dafka has to be a mincha. So the shtei alechem and the chomet shabbat Torah are ba'ot chamein. Yeah, we could go on, but we have a very fun daf tomorrow, which will take no time to read. It's all agarata. Therefore, it's all about rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash and so on. Not all about, but Urban and Binyan. And of course, it's exactly what we need to hear tomorrow morning in preparation for the work of the day. So maybe at least we should have a little bit of the Mishnah left over for tomorrow. We'll start again. Tanur Rabbani. Par Helen Dover Shot Sibu Siria Vadat Kochavim Bitchila Magvin Lion, the very Buddha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mitrumat Alishkahim Bain, Haiva Tanya Ibcha. So which one do you think? I mean, I thought that we should know how to paskin. I would assume, we would assume, because after all, we just heard, he says to bring it from the Trumat Alishka. Amalu Ravashi, that doesn't prove anything. Because afila tema batraita achrita, kika chayish Rabbi Shimon lepshia, b'milta delet kaparabikava, milta ilu kaparabikava, like the paralim davashot zibur, lo chayish Rabbi Shimon lepshia, why not make a special magbit? People will give money for a kapora. Okay, lamaisa mai avela, omle rabazuti Ravashi tashma, detanyat korbani lachmili ishai, Reach nichochi tishburu lakriv li b'moado. What are all these lashonas of korban, lechem, isha, reach nichoach? That's coming to be marba, even parol davar shal tzibur sirah vadat kochavim. That they all have the same status of the trumat alish of the tamidim to be brought to the trumat alishka. Shebayim trumat alishka divrei Rabbi Shimon. So clearly, the bright as we originally quoted it, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Mitrumat Alishka. Nothing to do with Priya. Ushleima haitakereva omre Priya barava boy Rabbi Yochanan. Do you mean Shleima Shacharit Ushleima Ben Arbayim? Or do you mean Shleima Shacharit? But we no longer bring Ben Arbayim. Omar Rava Tashma, Kohen number 8 would bring the Chavitim Ben Arbayim. Vimita de Betela Ben Arbayim. Sometimes there never was a Kohen number 8 in Lomash Kachat Lashmini Bechavitin, such as Echidami, a case where made Kohen Gadol, Velo Minu Acher Tachtav. Amru Rabbana Kameda Rabbi Yirmeyah Amar, oh man, the babbling Babylonians again. Babloi Tipshoi, Mishom Deyat Vabatu Dechashucha, Mishmaitetan Demechashan. Eladiktani Shvi Basolet, Tishi Bayayin, you're telling me that's an absolute. And it's categorically impossible it should be otherwise. It's ridiculous. You never heard Minchatam v'niskehem balayla, Minchatam v'niskehem afilu l'machar. So how would there be a seventh coin? How would there be a ninth coin? Ella, we're not concerned with ifs. If you don't have the Minchat Nesachim on time. If there's no coin, God, de'ilokatani. Anyway, they went and told Rava what Rabbi Yirmiyah said about the babbling Babylonians. How come they always say over our junk shmaitas? How come they never say over the good stuff we say? Mi bishutan shotin amri kamayo. Mi tivutin lo amri kamayo. Hold on, Rava. You know what? I wasn't wrong anyway. Happened to be right. Hani nami tivutani. The amakra solet mincha tamid. Why does it say solet tamid? Hari lecha kimincha tamid. My Avi Allah, Omrim Nachabra Yitzchak, Toshba the Tanya, Beferish in the Braita, Shleima Shaharit, Ushleima Ben Arbaim, just like Rava was saying. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dustoy v'rabona. Abba Yosef ben Dustoy ha'imer ma'frishla, every year we're talking about every day, not going to Shemait, ma'frishla shnei k'matzim shalavona. Komet shacharit, komet zben arbaim, and the rabbonin amri ma'frishla komet zechat, chatzi komet shacharit, chatzi komet zben arbaim. But my kabbif, okay? Abba Yosef ben Dustoy sover, whoever heard of chatzi komet z'karet, rabbonin savri, whoever heard of an isaron that requires shnei k'matzim? Boy, Rabbi Yochan, how about in the case where you're doubling the solet, and the Kohen Gadol was made, would the Rabbanan agree that at least in that case they should have a full kometz in the morning and a full kometz in the evening since huch below levonato? Olo? Do we say, mi'amrina mitoch shuch balas al to, it makes sense to take for granted huch balal levonato? Oh, Dilma, look, my de golly golly, the Torah said, either with the pasuk of Ahu of Ota, or the pasuk of Khalil Toktar, make sure you got the whole solet, but it doesn't say anything about any Levona. So my de lo golly lo golly. And I'm also concerned about Shemen, whether it's according to the sheet of Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, and whether it's according to the sheet of Rabbanan, would we double the Shemen so that we keep the same prorated amount of shemen per isaron, 3 lugin per isaron, or not? Omar Rava Tashma, the Mishnah says later, Chamisha Kmatzinein, if it's true that where there's no Kohen Gadol, we would use according to the Rabbanan. I understand why we leave out the Kmatzim of the Chavitim, because according to the Rabbanan, it's only a Chatzi Komet. But how about where there were no Kohen Gadol, and then we would have a Kometz in the morning and a Kometz of Levon in the afternoon, and that would make it 7 Kmatzim, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Aha! Clearly it doesn't exist. No, it's not true. I mean, clearly it doesn't exist. We already said the Elokatani. The Mishnah talks about norms, not cases where if Kohen Gadol dies and you didn't appoint him, who's going to talk about that case? Yati Republic, Amalala Shemaitata. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Shemaya said to Rabbi, it is not true. This Mishnah Badafka is talking about ifs. Because one of the 5 kometzes that we spoke about was someone who is Mala Kemetz Bachutz. And the deal over there is, obviously, it's not a norm. It's an if. A big if. That's a de'ihavi, and nonetheless katani. My havi Allah. Om Reb Nichman Nachma Bar Yitzchak Tashma. The din is Shlema Shachrit, Shlema Ben Arbaim, Mafishlot Shnei Kematzim, Komet Shachrit, Komet Ben Arbaim, Umafishlot Shloshet Lugin, Lugum Mechza Shachrit, Lugum Mechza Ben Arbaim, and we do not prorate the oil. Now I ask your money. Elema the Rabbanan, and in this case we're saying that they should double the half a Komet to be a full Komet. So then, how come the Levona were Huchpala? And how come the Shamna lo Huchpala? Therefore, it's got to be Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. Do you know that every Chavite Kohen Gadol every single day when it's bringing half in the morning? Normal cases. The Halach is always Shnei Kematzim Boy. And nonetheless, in this case, he's saying, do the same thing. The Levona is lo Huchpala. The Shemen is lo Huchpala. Now, if the Shemen Aliva to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy is lo huchpal, then both the Levona and the Shemen, according to the Rabbanan, undoubtedly also lo huchpal. I mean, why would we think they argue about that? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, alacha k'Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. How can Rabbi Yochanan have said that? The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, alacha k'istan mishnah. And according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, if every day we brought a kometz Levona with the Chavitim in the morning, and a Kometz Levona with the Chavitim in the afternoon, we would have Shiva Kmatzim, and yet the Stav Mishnah says, Chamisha Kmatzim, eh? Amoroininu alibid Rabbi Yochanan. There are those who hold Rabbi Yochanan did not paskin always Kistam Mishnah. Hadran alach atech elet.